Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, August 5th, 2025, and we have a lineup of health, fitness, and wellness headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Q&A with Patrick Ignacio, franchise owner at Heart to Home Meals. Patrick Ignacio, the first U.S. franchise owner of Heart to Home Meals, offers over 160 nutritious, chef-prepared frozen meals designed for older adults in 17 North Carolina counties. The unique dietitian-approved menu covers special dietary requirements like diabetic, renal, and heart-healthy options, with free delivery and no contracts. Inspired by a desire to improve senior nutrition, Patrick launched this franchise to address the root cause of health issues through prevention. Seniors and caregivers have responded positively to the convenient and stress-free service, with community partners recognizing it as a valuable resource. Each meal is carefully crafted by chefs and dietitians to meet the nutritional needs of older adults, with plans to expand into more communities in the future. Patrick's goal is to promote independence, dignity, and cognitive health through nutritious meals while also fostering human connection and wellness in the community.
Q&A with Beth Hanschen, co-owner of Lindora Preston Forest. Beth Hanschen, co-owner of Lindora Preston Forest, brings medically guided wellness solutions to Dallas residents. Lindora offers weight management, hormone therapy, IV hydration, and more, all overseen by licensed medical professionals. Lindora's personalized care, based on lab work and health assessments, sets it apart in the wellness industry. Beth's personal experience with hormone therapy inspired her to bring Lindora to Dallas, filling a gap in the market for clinically sound wellness solutions. Lindora's focus on personalized care and long-term outcomes distinguishes it from other players in the space. Beth's goal is to make clinically informed care accessible and sustainable for the Dallas community, with plans to expand Lindora's presence in North Texas.
Q&A with Claire Murray, PhD, Chief Executive Officer of N+1 Biosciences. Claire Murray, PhD, CEO of N+1 Biosciences, is revolutionizing RNA therapeutics with enzymatic synthesis. N+1's mission is to synthesize pure RNA at limitless scale, addressing the growing demand for genetic medicines. By using enzymes instead of traditional methods, N+1 can produce RNA with higher purity and efficiency, avoiding environmental issues. Their Easy RNA platform offers a new landscape for innovative RNA therapeutics. Enzymatic synthesis enables drug developers to reach more patients with RNA therapeutics, overcoming manufacturing challenges. N+1's breakthrough technology combines biology and chemistry to create a full-color palette of RNA building blocks. With near-term goals of developing collaborations and achieving synthesis efficiencies, N+1 aims to embed their technology in first-generation RNA therapeutics. Stay tuned for upcoming milestones, including new partnerships, presentations at industry conferences, and operational improvements as they scale.
Investor news breaks at Extinct NASDAQ ATX. Portfolio company CEO honored at 2025 Stimulate Conference. Adixt Inc., a portfolio company of Adixt, announced that Sandra Pelletier, CEO of Evofem Biosciences, has received the Trailblazing Female Founders Award at the 2025 Stimulate Conference for her work in advancing women's sexual and reproductive health. Pelletier leads Evofem, the developer of hormone-free contraceptive Phexxi and Solosec, an oral treatment for bacterial vaginosis and trichomoniasis. The award coincides with Say Vagina Month, a campaign by Evofem to promote open conversations about vaginal health. Adixt expects to complete its acquisition of Evofem in the second half of 2025, introducing a program dedicated to women's health through the proposed acquisition. The closing of the transaction with Evofem is subject to various conditions, including approval by Evofem shareholders and Adixt raising sufficient capital. For more information, visit Adixt's newsroom. Heartbeam Inc.'s NASDAQ BT. Two new U.S. patents power next generation of cardiac diagnostics. Heartbeam Inc., listed on NASDAQ as BEAT, has secured two new U.S. patents that enhance its cardiac monitoring technology. The first patent protects the company's credit card-sized, cable-free 3D ECG device, designed to capture high-fidelity electrical signals from three non-coplanar directions. The second patent covers the company's rhythm analysis algorithm by continuously analyzing signal input. With over 20 U.S. and international patents, Heartbeam is focused on delivering personalized insights into heart health through its innovative 3D ECG platform. These patents mark a strategic advancement in the company's proprietary technology, solidifying its position in the industry.
Biomed News Breaks, Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ SGX, spotlighted an editorial on rare disease therapeutics. Solagenix Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SNGX, has been highlighted in a Network Newswire editorial for its efforts in developing treatments for rare diseases, particularly among aging populations. With over 30 million Americans living with rare conditions lacking FDA-approved therapies, Solagenix's Hybrite TM platform shows promise in addressing cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, a rare skin cancer affecting older adults. The company's successful domestic manufacturing of Hybrite's active ingredient underscores its commitment to providing innovative, U.S.-based therapies for this underserved demographic. Solagenix is a late-stage biopharmaceutical company focusing on treating rare diseases with unmet medical needs, with ongoing development programs for various conditions, including cutaneous T-cell lymphoma and inflammatory diseases. For more information, visit Solagenix's website at www.solagenix.com.
Study finds that inflammation markers in diabetics influence depression treatment outcomes. A recent study by the German Diabetes Center and other institutions in Germany has found that markers of chronic inflammation can impact the success of depression treatments for diabetics. This research highlights the importance of addressing inflammation in diabetic patients with depression, as it plays a significant role in treatment outcomes. Companies like Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ, SNGX, are investing resources in advancing the treatment of inflammation-related conditions. Inflammation is a key factor in various diseases, making it crucial to improve how it is managed. This study sheds light on the connection between inflammation and depression in diabetics, emphasizing the need for innovative approaches to address this issue.
Biomed News Breaks, NASDAQ NN to present at Canaccord 45th Annual Growth Conference. Clene Inc., a late clinical stage biopharmaceutical company focused on developing treatments for neurodegenerative diseases such as ALS and MS, will be presenting at the Canaccord 45th Annual Growth Conference and participating in one-on-one investor meetings. The company's investigational therapy, CNM-A08, targets mitochondrial function and the NAD pathway to improve central nervous system cells' survival and function while reducing oxidative stress. Clene is based in Salt Lake City, Utah, with R&D and manufacturing operations in Maryland. For more information, visit www.clene.com or follow Clene on X and LinkedIn. Nutriband Inc. and NTRB align shareholder value with FDA milestone. Nutriband Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol NTRB, recently announced a 25% preferred stock dividend, aligning shareholder value with FDA milestones. The CEO emphasized the company's goal of creating value for shareholders, especially as they approach the commercialization of Aversa-TM fentanyl. FDA approval is crucial for biopharmaceutical companies, ensuring the safety and efficacy of drugs. Nutriband's commitment to this pathway highlights the significance of regulatory achievements. Research has shown that FDA approval is a pivotal moment in a company's life cycle. Stay updated on NTRB news in the company's newsroom. For more information on BiomedWire and its services, visit their website.
Investor News Breaks. Quantum Biopharma LADSTAC QNTM TM reports positive phase 1 safety results for Lucid MS. Quantum Biopharma Ltd, QNTM, reported positive phase 1 safety results for Lucid MS. The Australian subsidiary received the clinical study report, confirming no safety concerns in healthy participants. Lucid MS is a neuroprotective compound targeting multiple sclerosis. Results support advancement to efficacy trials in MS patients and preparation for an FDA investigational new drug application. Quantum Biopharma is dedicated to innovative solutions for neurodegenerative disorders and alcohol misuse. The company also retains ownership of Selly Nutrition Corp and maintains a portfolio of strategic investments through FSD Strategic Investments, Inc. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at slash ibn.fm/QNTM.
Epic Medical Research joins HyperCore International's global partner site network. Epic Medical Research, based in Dallas, Texas, has joined HyperCore International's global partner site network, expanding its capabilities through strategic partnerships. Operating across 12 locations in 4 states, Epic offers full-spectrum clinical trial capabilities in various therapeutic areas. With advanced phase 1 units, a sleep lab, and a dedicated laboratory, Epic provides the infrastructure needed to support trials from early development to late phase execution. Dr. Haresh Bogara, president of Epic, expressed excitement about the collaboration, highlighting the shared commitment to advancing clinical research. Nicholas Fossil, president of HyperCore International, welcomed Epic as a partner, praising their therapeutic breadth and operational scale. Founded in 2019, HyperCore International is a network of leading clinical research site organizations with over 80 active trial sites across 5 countries and 2 continents. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.